Hello and welcome back to the History of Royal Women podcast. My name is Monique Bloks and today we'll be discussing Queen Victoria's daughter Louise. Born on the 18th of March 1848 in Buckingham Palace, Princess Louise Caroline Alberta was the sixth child and fourth daughter of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. She received her names, with her second middle name being a nod to her father, as Alberta is the feminine form of Albert. Commonly referred to as just Princess Louise, the royal was a feminist and massive supporter of the arts, and she was educated through a strict program organized by her father. On the 13th of May 1848, Princess Louise was christened in the private chapel of Buckingham Palace by the Archbishop of Canterbury, John Bishop. Her godparents were Duke Gustav of Mecklenburg-Schwerin, her paternal great-great-uncle, the Duchess of Saxe-Meiningen, and the hereditary Grand Duchess of Mecklenburg-Strelitz, her first cousin once removed. Louise was known to be very intelligent and talented, with her skills in drawing art quickly becoming noticeable, which would later lead to it being no surprise that she would become such a proponent of the arts in later years, especially considering her mother allowing her to enroll at the National Art Training School. Louise, who was by far the most intelligent of her siblings, was ever known as Little Miss Y by her father. Her life would see her be at odds with two of her sisters, Princesses Beatrice and Helena often. As with many siblings, their disagreements would not last long, and as a whole, they were close to one another. Princess Louise, however, was said to be closest to her younger brother, Prince Leopold. After the tragic passing of her father, Prince Albert, on the 14th of December 1861, Louise became irritated at her mother's continuous mourning. She requested a dance in the ballroom for her 17th birthday, but was refused, only adding to her dismay at her mother's grief. After her older siblings married, she became the secretary for her mother, continuing a tradition Victoria had of her eldest unmarried daughter taking up the role. Very successful at her boring role, Queen Victoria would later remark that she was a clever, dear girl, with a fine, strong character, unselfish and affectionate. Rumors soon swirled of Princess Louise's romantic exploits, and as with her other children, Queen Victoria wanted to find her a suitable royal spouse. However, Louise had different ideas. The rebellious princess did not want to marry a prince. She had her eyes set on John Campbell, Marquess of Lorne, the future 9th Duke of Argyll, but a union like this had not been approved since 1515. Her brother, the Prince of Wales, objected, but Queen Victoria gave her approval, as it would bring new blood into the family. The couple became engaged at Balmoral on the 3rd of October 1870, and they wed at St. George's Chapel at Windsor on the 21st of March 1871. As her father was unable to walk her down the aisle, she entered the church with her mother and two of her brothers, the Prince of Wales and the Duke of Edinburgh. Louise and John then honeymooned at Claremont. Sadly, their union would not produce any children, but rumors persisted that Louise had given birth years before her marriage to an illegitimate son who was given up for adoption when she was 18. Just a few years later, John was appointed as Canada's Governor General, and the couple arrived in Halifax, Nova Scotia, in November 1878. They would reside in Rideau Hall, in the Canadian capital of Ottawa. While in Canada, the couple founded the Royal Canadian Academy of Arts and eventually became accustomed to the harsh Canadian winters. Princess Louise would end up injured in the heavy snow in a sleighing accident that saw her receive a concussion. They returned to Britain in 1883, but Canada remained in Louise's heart. The province of Alberta was eventually named after her. After their return, the couple took up residence in Kensington Palace. By the 24th of April 1900, John had become the 9th Duke of Argyll, and such Louisa became Duchess of Argyll. Upon Queen Victoria's death on the 22nd of January 1901, Princess Louisa continued royal duties while her brother was on the throne, and she was known to pay unannounced visits to hospital, although she would slowly retire from public duties after the First World War. Additionally, financial difficulties forced the princess and duke to cut back on staff and non-necessities, but this had begun before her brother had even ascended the throne. The Duke, who was believed to have had Alzheimer's, died on the 2nd of May 1914 from pneumonia, and the princess suffered a nervous breakdown after the fact. Interestingly, the archive of family papers remain off-limits, as do files on the princess in the royal archives. Some have suggested that this is a cover-up, resulting of long-standing rumours that the 9th Duke of Argyll was a homosexual. She would live out her final years at Kensington Palace, which Princesses Elizabeth, the future Queen Elizabeth II, and Princess Margaret called Auntie Palace. Princess Louise, who was beloved by Elizabeth and Margaret, died at the age of 91 on the 3rd of December 1939, after years of ill health. After a simple funeral, her remains were cremated and placed in the royal crypt at St. George's Chapel. They were later moved to the royal burial ground at Frogmore. Her legacy continues with several lakes, hospital, a province, mountain, and regiments named after her. A statue designed by Princess Louise of Queen Victoria stands outside Buckingham Palace. This was not her only work of art, as several of her sculptures and drawings are located in the Royal Collection Trust and other museums. Thank you for listening to the History of Royal Women podcast. For more information, please check out our website, www.historyofroyalwomen.com.